I will call the meeting of the Public Utilities Commission to order. This is our February 2nd, 2015 meeting. My name is Chris Nelson, Commission Chairman. I have on the line with us Commissioners Feagin and Hansen. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our meeting of January 20th. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the commission minutes. January 20th, 2015.
It's been moved to approve the minutes from the January 20th, 2015 meeting. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We're getting a little bit of feedback, so I'd remind everybody to keep your phones on mute when you're not speaking. With that, we'll move to Consumer Reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The Commission received a total of 149 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 20th, 2015 Commission meeting. Seven of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 92 of the contacts involved electric service, three of the contacts involved natural gas service, nine contacts involved cell phone service, 14 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, two contacts related to the Keystone XL pipeline, 12 contacts related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, and 10 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,912 of the 1,916 complaints received in 2014 have been resolved, and 225 of the 241 complaints received in 2015 have been resolved.
Very good. You're closing in on 100% from last year.
Getting there.
Questions from the commission? Hearing none, Deb, thank you. We will move into our electric docket. Let me just check the phone line again. Tom Kersting, have you joined us?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Thank you. In docket EL14-109, which is the matter of the filing of Northwestern Corporation, DBA, Northwestern Energy for approval of a contract with deviations, the question is, shall the commission approve the contract with deviations? And I'm going to turn first to Mr. Decker.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Decker with Northwestern Energy. In this docket, we are asking for approval to provide a discounted rate to South Dakota soybean processors. They have recently purchased the oilseed plant near St. Lawrence. In early November, Northwestern was approached by South Dakota soybean processors and was asked for a discounted rate for an interim period to assist in their startup phase. In reviewing this request, Northwestern cites several factors. One, no additional investment is required to serve the customer. Two, no additional capacity needs to be obtained to serve the customer. Three, the year one discount does contain the largest discount and still provides a slight margin over incremental costs. And this additional margin will benefit all customers. Through the ad valorem tracker and transmission by others tracker, this customer will provide non-discounted recoveries that will benefit all customers. And fifth, assisting in this startup by providing the discount now has the anticipation of margins that will benefit Northwestern customers for years to come. South Dakota Soybean has an excellent track record in this industry. Operation of this plant will provide a significant economic benefit to the surrounding communities. Based on the factors in this instance, Northwestern would like to provide this short-term discount for a long-term benefit to its customers. We ask for your approval of this docket, and I am available for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Decker, and I just remind everybody the details of the actual contract are confidential, so if we need to discuss any of those, we'll have to go offline to do that. With that, I am going to turn to staff. Mr. Paulson.
Thank you. This is Eric Paulson for staff. Northwestern and soybean processors have agreed to a contract deviations allowing a discounted electric rate for an interim period. And as Jeff noted, there's no additional investment to get service to the plant. And all years of the contract, there is margin above the cost to serve the customer. Staff has reviewed the filing and the company has responded to all data requests. Staff recommends approval of the contract with deviations and associated tariff page with an effective date of February 1st, 2015.
Thank you. Mr. Kersting, obviously you've got an interest. Anything you'd like to say on this docket?
No, I think it's pretty well covered by the comments. We're interested in starting that plant back up. It's a nice asset. We hope to employ 14 to 15 additional new jobs in that area and expand our business over here as well. So any help we can get is greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Questions from the commission?
Chairman Nelson?
Yes.
I just have a quick question. And first of all, the deviation makes certainly a lot of sense to all three parties because it certainly helps economic development, not in just the Miller area, but the entire state. So I certainly appreciate the South Dakota soybean producers. And I really appreciate the second party, Northwestern, for negotiating a fair and reasonable price, and that the customer third certainly benefits from the contract of deviation. You talked, Mr. Decker, about capacity, no additional capacity, and I'm assuming that's out of the 4 years because that has changed a little bit from 5 to 4. But did you project out of 4 years additional capacity that may be needed for this additional load and what year that would project to be and reserve?
I don't know that we projected specifically to that. We have, obviously, we have served this customer in the past, so we have had capacity available for them. We always have to have a reserve amount of capacity, so there's always some flexibility with that. So that would be dependent upon what additional loads come on over the next 3, 4, 5 years going forward as to, would we need capacity specific to this customer, I guess. The customer base as a whole, blended together with customers coming and going, for the most part, gaining customers, we will need more capacity. I think we have additional capacity contracted through the next 3, 4 years. So that's kind of why we looked at this discount period and being okay to discount through this amount of time.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I really appreciate the hard work that you did in negotiations and making sure that the consumers were the ultimate beneficiary.
Additional questions? Is there a motion? I will move in EL 14-109 that the commission approve the contract with deviations. Discussion on the motion. I just want to say to Northwestern, thank you for working with the company on their request. It looks to me like you did a phenomenal job of figuring out what you could and couldn't supply. Very impressed with the details that are included in this. And as Commissioner Feagin said, this is really a win-win-win all the way around. And those are the kind of deals that we love to see come in front of the commission. So thank you. And certainly our best wishes to the soybean plant and glad that they're up and running or will be up and running very shortly. Other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thanks to all of you for your approval on this one.
Yep, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
That brings us to TC 14-019 in the matter of the petition of Blue Jay Wireless LLC for designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier. The question today, shall the commission grant Blue Jay's motion to bifurcate, or how shall the commission proceed? Ms. Semler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Kara Semler, appearing here on behalf of Blue Jay Wireless. Regardless of what aspect of the industry a telecom company is in, and regardless of who their segment of customers are, companies are looking for clarification from the FCC. Specifically, in this case, looking for clarification to the application of Connect America Fund to rate of return carriers, with respect to those broadband services when a consumer doesn't also receive voice service. And in our conversations with South Dakota Telecom Association, Blue Jay Wireless understands and respects their concerns and would like to hold up on their application to serve in rural areas right now in hopes that some guidance does come, some clarification does come from the FCC. I think you do have the statutory authority to bifurcate this proceeding and to move forward with the non-rural portion of this application. I think efficiencies will be gained by doing that. Blue Jay has worked extensively with staff and appreciates all of the help and interaction we had with staff and believes that staff is comfortable with the application as it does pertain to those non-rural areas and hopes to proceed in front of the commission sooner than later on that part of its application. And we'll wait a bit and continue to work with SDTA in respect to the rural areas. So respectfully request commission's approval and to grant our motion to bifurcate this proceeding. And I know Mr. Coit is here from SDTA as well.
Thank you, Mr. Coit, as an intervener.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, this is Richard Coit for SDTA. This docket was commenced last spring. Since that time, Ms. Semmer and I have had a number of discussions about, you know, what the rural carriers' concerns are relative to the request of Blue Jay for ETC designation for Lifeline purposes. We stated back when we filed our petition to intervene, we specifically noted some of those concerns. Really, they primarily revolve around some of the FCC reforms already made and some that we're waiting for. I think, as commissioners, you're aware of the fact now that we're dealing with a high-cost fund that is capped and operates in such a manner that as average costs go up for companies, there is a potential and likely loss. Pretty clearly a loss when you get over certain thresholds of high-cost funding. So when we're facing situations where we are dependent on continuing to provide TDM voice services to that customer for high-cost funding, we obviously have concerns about multiple ETCs in our areas that pressure consumers potentially to drop their landline phones. Certainly, we live in a very competitive market with a lot of choices for consumers. But at the same time, in an unfair way, I believe we as rural carriers are disadvantaged. Price gap companies have a Connect America fund that actually provides support to broadband only if that's what the customer wants. We don't have that in rural areas. So we have a concern with that. The other thing that I would just note that I had mentioned in the petition to intervene too is that if you actually go back and look at those Lifeline orders, and in particular the tribal Lifeline order, it's interesting. The FCC, one of the reasons they provide the enhanced discount for tribal Lifeline was they wanted to incent infrastructure investment, and in particular infrastructure investment in advanced telecommunication services through that discount, through that additional discount. So we believe that as well kind of brings up some, you know, public interest considerations relative to multiple designations in rural areas. I would like to say that I really appreciate Ms. Semler and Blue Jay's cooperation and the discussions that we've had and their willingness to understand that concern that we have. We have had some discussions about, you know, for a while I'd had discussions about establishing some sort of a separate procedural schedule. Because as of right now, we believe some of these public interest considerations are worthy of a public hearing. I can't tell you exactly, you know, where we're going to be on these various Lifeline prepaid wireless dockets, but we do definitely have concerns. A lot of those concerns would, I believe, go away if the FCC acts on a standalone broadband sort of support mechanism for rural carriers within the next, hopefully, year. They have actually mentioned the fact that they are looking to take that issue on this year, but at the same time, it's one that we've been pushing for quite some time, and we haven't seen action yet, so we're not real confident that they'll do it as quickly as we would like them to. With all of that said, again, I want to just appreciate the cooperation of the other party in this matter, the filing party. We support the motion to bifurcate, and we would ask that the commission grant the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff, Mr. Paulson has handed it off to Ms. Edwards.
Thank you. Kristen Edwards for staff. Staff recommends the commission grant Blue Jays' motion to bifurcate so the parties can move forward on the narrower issue.
Questions from the commission? I guess I've maybe just got one for Ms. Semler. My only concern in this is it appears that we're maybe doubling our workload. You used the word gaining efficiencies, which is different than doubling our workload. How do you foresee us gaining efficiency on this?
I think efficiencies are gained because there is some duplicate questions, some of the same concerns that staff will have had in the non-rural, it'll have in the rural, and I think those will be answered. Those will be gone. Those don't need to be addressed again. And then should we come before you again regarding the rural portion of the application, we can address and isolate only those issues, maybe through some sort of, you know, stipulated agreement regarding the issues. I think we'll eliminate a lot of it in the non-rural portion.
Thank you. Other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I will move in TC14-019 that the commission grant Blue Jays motion to bifurcate.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Off mute, and I vote aye.
Thank you. And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, only one announcement, and that's our next regularly scheduled meeting. Will be again at a different date and time. It will be on Friday, February 13th, 9:30 in the morning in this particular meeting room. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.